good friend of mine has a nice digital board, and we were able to do everything kind of sort of down and dirty. Mm-hmm. Two nights recording it, and pulled out a bunch of songs we've been playing for years. We were also at the Plow and Stars in residency for about 8 years, and just a lot of material developed over that time. The guys in the rhythm section there, Brendan Burns and Steve Scopp, are two musicians I've been playing with for probably close to 12 years. So there's a lot of, you know, simpatico with those guys. And, you know, we've worked a million jobs around town, from blues to GB work and functions and that kind of thing. So it just, you know, we thought it'd be the opportunity to sort of capture what we do live. Great. And kind of the interaction between the three players.
Cool. Excellent. So this is going to be available in all the stores, I assume, but it is available at your shows, right?
Yes, we sell at the shows right now. We've got the website up and running, and people can go to paulspidelband.com and buy it directly right now.
Great. Excellent. Yeah. Any other shows coming up besides the Attic show coming up in March 5th?
We've got a follow-up show on April 9th, but I've got to confirm it. So before I put it on air, I probably should... we post all the shows on the website, though.
Right. So, all right. Yeah. Have you been traveling around besides this area? Or?
Well, in the past I have, but right now with the family, you know, you sort of make the decision to get off the road. Right. I played a lot in the Chicago area, and I lived in the Denver area out in Colorado for 3 or 4 years, and did get the chance to tour with some groups in the 90s through the South. And, you know, the road's great. I mean, I really miss it, but... you know, there's a lot to be said to for, you know, seeing your family at night when
right,
you come home.
Sure, definitely.
So now we're working on building a local fan base again. We actually have been playing in the Boston scene since 91, and ran a couple blues jams in Newton and Waltham in the 90s. One over at the Mainsail, which a lot of bands used to play at. Right before they closed down, we were doing a jam session there, and we used to do one in Newton at a place called Urartes. Mm-hmm. For a lot of years, and you know, that's how I got to know people like James Montgomery, and Shirley Lewis used to come down all the time and did a few
shows. She's wonderful.
Yeah, she's great. She's
James is too, for that matter.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
James and I went to school together, so.
Oh, no kidding, really?
So we've known each other for decades.
Oh my gosh. So. Yeah,
I won't say how long.
But yeah, so we had a lot of things going on in the 90s. You know, played tons of clubs, and then in the showcase, blues jams were sort of running their course after 5 or 6 years, and we probably should have put a record out then to take advantage of the momentum, but you know, things don't always work out that way. So, you know, we've got two albums out now, and we're just sort of, you know, trying to get the groundswell again. So I feel like we're starting from scratch, but a lot wiser for the experience.
It's actually a good thing, because basically the music world is changing. I mean, a lot of people are doing indie stuff now, getting the music out themselves. And basically it's a whole new world out there.
Definitely.
There's so many ways of getting the music out there now besides going through the record labels and everything. It's just mind-boggling, including MySpace. It's a really good tool now.
Mm-hmm.
I just set up a site on MySpace myself, and within a week I had 75 musicians from around the world.
So no kidding.
Logged on to it. So it's a pretty good tool, and you know, you can actually... there are so many good ways of doing it now.
Definitely.
Which there wasn't a few years ago. So.
Right. Yeah, it's changing, Even the iTunes thing, I read the article by Al Cooper last week in the tab, where it seems like iTunes may be doubling their rates now for their downloads. So, you know, something gets established and then it changes again with the digital technology. So,
yeah, well, it's working. There's so many ways of doing it, and it's a good thing because, you know, in a sense, you just otherwise you just wouldn't get it. Out there at all, and
right.
You know, there is a lot of music out. Believe me, I know, because I deal with it on a weekly basis, and
right.
I just got out of some medical illness problems, and basically I'm recovering. But when I came back here, I had almost 2,000 CDs waiting for me.
Oh my gosh!
Which shows you basically the amount of music that's being released on a weekly basis, either by indie or regular labels, both small labels and big labels.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of competition for sure, but there's a lot of really good music out there, and the internet is certainly helping get the word out to a lot of the good things that are happening. So
yeah, definitely.
So that's a good thing. So and of course you can sell your own shows. You can sell your CDs at the shows, which is always a good thing too, and usually do pretty well with that.
Yeah.
Especially if people like it, and I'm sure they will in this particular case. It's a great little record, and
well, thank you.
Who designed the cover?
Yours truly. Oh. Yeah, trying to keep the cost down, you know.